Today we're going to read two stories from the Word, and the two stories have a similar message. So let us start by reading the story from the book of Genesis. This is when the man and the woman ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and they shouldn't have eaten of it. Before they ate of it, it says, "And the two of them were naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." But listen to what happens. "And the woman saw the tree was good for food, and that she was longed for by the eyes, and the tree was desirable to make one intelligent. And she took from its fruit and ate, and she gave also to her man with her, and he ate. And the eyes of the two of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made girdles for themselves. And they heard the voice of Yahuwah God going to itself in the garden in the wind of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the faces of Yahuwah God in the midst of the tree of the garden. And Yahuwah God called to the man and said to him, 'Where art thou?' And he said, 'I heard thy voice in the garden, and I feared, for I was naked, and I hid myself.' And he said, 'Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree which I commanded thee not to eat?' And Yahuwah God made for the man and for his wife coats of skin and clothed them." Now this story here is a much nicer story, but there's something similar here. It's about the Lord when he was born into the world. And it says, "And Joseph went up," this is from the Gospel of Luke, "And Joseph went up from Galilee, out of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was great with child. And it was, while they were there, that the days were accomplished that she should bring forth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn." Now the Lord said, remember he said, "I was a sojourner and you gathered me in naked and you clothed me." And the good people said, "When did we see thee this way?" And the Lord said, "Even as you have done this to the least of these, my brothers, you have done it to me." What's interesting is when the Lord came into the world, what was the first thing that Mary did? Yes? Do you remember? This should help. What's the first thing? This is a baby girl. But what was the first thing that often we do to babies when they're born into the world? Yes? Wrap them in blankets or swaddling clothes. Now here's the question. Why? Why was the first thing that Mary did to wrap him in swaddling clothes? Then she laid him in a manger, but the very first thing when he was born. Why was that? Yes?
To keep him warm.
To keep him warm. Maybe it was moist. Maybe there was insects. Remember, he was laid in a manger. It was to protect the Lord. And for the same reason when babies are born, especially when they don't have nice warm beds like in hospitals, they wrap them in swaddling clothes to keep them warm, keep them away from the dampness, to protect them. The purpose of the clothes on a baby is to protect the baby, isn't it? It protects them. That's why babies are wrapped up and bundled up, especially in cold weather, right? Is to keep them healthy, to keep the germs away, right? You see, just like this little baby here is wrapped up so that she'll be warm. Now, what about the other story? Remember, here was a bad story in one way, and before, they were just like babies in a way. They were in the garden, they hadn't done anything wrong, they didn't need clothes, they didn't need to be protected, and then what happened? They ate of the tree, didn't they? They did something wrong. And now, because they did something wrong, they were ashamed. They were embarrassed. Have you ever done something wrong? And often you hide, sometimes to avoid punishment, but also because you're ashamed, because you see that something is wrong. So What did they do? They made sashes of fig leaves, didn't they? To cover their nakedness because they were now ashamed because they did something wrong. Should they be ashamed? Should they be embarrassed? What do you think? Yes?
Yes.
Yes, they should. And that's what the clothing was for. And notice even afterward, the Lord also made them clothing of skins, didn't he? And he clothed them. He was protecting them from what? What was the Lord protecting these people in the garden from? He was protecting them from, yes?
Serpents.
Well, the serpent, good, from bad things. And also the bad things they did. It's interesting, he was protecting them from cold and from dampness and from these serpents and things. He clothed them so they wouldn't be as embarrassed. He clothed them because he didn't want to say, you're nothing but evil and I don't want you around. No, the Lord clothed them because he wanted to protect them. Now just think about this. When you're in school or at home and somebody does something wrong. Now sometimes it's so bad that you need to tell your parents or you need to tell the teacher, right? Do you get up and you scream in the classroom, look what that person did? Or do you go up quietly and tell the teacher? Yes?
Quietly.
They may need to know. Sometimes though somebody just says something, right? Something that's not smart. They give a silly answer and they don't even know it. Do you laugh at them?
No,
you don't laugh at them. As a matter of fact, you just move along as if nothing happened. You try not to point it out. That's what's called clothing nakedness. Covering up the shame or the embarrassment so that we don't need to say that person's wrong, right? They may have been wrong, but that's not the important thing. The important thing is not to make fun of other people, right? Not to make that so everybody looks at them and laughs at them. And so even the Lord, after they did this terrible thing of eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the Lord covers them with skins. And did you know, because they were ashamed, it meant they still were in good. If they were totally evil, they couldn't care less, could they? But they cared, didn't they? They cared that they shouldn't look bad. And they weren't covering themselves up to look good. They were covering themselves up because they were embarrassed. Because they knew they did something wrong. And the same way, when something bad happens, sometimes you need to tell someone so the bad thing stops, right? But you don't want to do it in such a way that everybody looks at somebody who did something bad and laughs at them or makes fun of them, because then they're not going to get any better, are they? They're going to get hurt. And they may actually get mad, and they may actually do more things that are bad, right? So the thing you want to do is you want to think about your brother, inasmuch if you've done the least of these, my brothers, you have done it unto me, the Lord said, right? So think of the Lord. He came into the world, and the first thing Mary wanted to do was protect him. And you think of that little babies, they're so innocent, you want to protect them right away, right? If they're crying, you're not going to point out, look at the baby, all it does is cry, no. You're going to try to make the baby quiet down and be happy again, right? Well, when you get older, the things start showing up more, and actually people start doing things. Sometimes they do it for selfish reasons, right? But what should you do? You should try to help them. Sometimes somebody's, you know, wearing clothes in the wrong way, and you want to just kind of tap them and say, hey, you know, so that they will cover, so that nobody looks at them, so nobody makes fun of them. If it was a really good friend, you would do that, right? Well, everyone is a brother. Everyone needs this kind of protection. And so the next time you see something silly, you may just let it go, or you may try to correct it quietly. But that's what they were doing in the garden. They were given those skins, that clothing of skin, so that they wouldn't look so bad, so that they could start again and do better in the future. And that's what you want for yourselves, right? And that's what you want for your friends, and that's what you want for everyone. Yes? Okay. So the next time you think of a little baby and how you want to clothe the baby, right? The innocence, you want to protect that. And that's what the Lord wanted to do too. Amen.